Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
The life of George Mueller has been a great inspiration to me. Two things stick out. One, he lived completely by faith, praying in everything he needed. And two, he read the Bible continually, and he read it a lot. It is reported how many times he read the Bible through from beginning to end. Out of curiosity, I did the math. George gave his life to Christ when he was 20, and he died at the age of 93. By dividing the number of chapters he read by the approximate number of days he lived, one can determine how many chapters he read each day on average. Through the entirety of his Christian life, he read an average of 13.5 chapters a day. One might ask, why was Mueller so successful in praying and everything he needed? Two reasons. One, he used his faith continually. Faith is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Two, he was full of the Word. John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Jesus and the Word are one and the same. If you're full of the Word, you're full of Jesus. How can you fail? In George Barna's latest research, he found that two-thirds of regular church attendees never read the Bible. Years ago, he found that the American church is the weakest link in the body of Christ worldwide. We must do something to fix this terrible condition. I suggest we start by following George Mueller's example. Read the Word and use your faith.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.